What happened to 5 seconds? What happened to 5 seconds of silence?
I prematurely articulated. Is that okay? Do you want me to go again? Or?
Okay, wait. No, that's fine. So 5 seconds of silence. We can do it now.
All right. Let me just give it 5 seconds of silence right now.
Right now.
5 seconds of silence.
Right now.
Is it like right now?
Right meow.
Okay, I think that was 5 seconds.
That was 5 seconds. All right, so what's up, buddy?
This all stays in. This all stays in, yeah. And you're telling me you don't know that song?
Taking a midnight train.
Midnight train going... Yeah.
Nowhere. Going nowhere.
Yeah, where's it...
I forgot what it's from. Going to Bahamas?
Na na na
na na na na na na na na na.
The viewers are gonna love this.
Yep.
The listeners are gonna fucking love this.
Too. I'm from Afghanistan. I don't know anything about American music.
I'm just a lowly man from Afghanistan.
I'm a lonely man from Afghan.
Afghanistan. And I don't know much about these city slickers with their trains. All I know... Imagine a man with a big old cowboy hat. Bigger.
Okay.
Some cowboy wrestling jeans. Mm-hmm. He's got the big old boots on with the spurs, and he talks like this. Well, you know, I'm just a humble cowboy. And you ask, hey man, where are you from? Where's that accent from? Well, I'm from Kabul, Afghanistan. I come from a place way down called Kabul, Afghanistan.
That would confuse the shit out of so many people.
What? The man can't come from Afghanistan anymore? Oh, you and you city slickers with your preconceived notions of where a cowboy come from.
Where a cowboy come from?
Where a cowboy come from?
Where? Oh man, yeah, that's me. Whenever I have a conversation with anyone in America,
mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Honestly,
you're also from Afghanistan.
I'm also from Afghanistan. Can't you tell by the accent? Obviously, this is a standard Afghani accent.
Standard. It's the...
Kabul.
Oh, yeah, it reminds me of...
Reminds you of home.
It reminds me of the ones they use on the Titanic. The Afghan accent they use
yes
on the Titanic.
Sir-y.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
That's a good movie. I especially like the part where they fuck in the car.
That's why I watch it. That's why I rewatch it.
That's why I watch it, honestly. Like, these days when I watch Titanic, when I put it on, I just fast forward right to that scene.
That scene. That's the only scene that we need. Yep.
And then Billy Zane is very upset. And
Billy.
The boat sinks. Spoiler alert.
Is Billy Zane the husband?
He is the husband of Kate Winslet.
Yeah, okay. They're not married yet, but they're going to be married.
They're going to be married. They are lovers to be. They love each other in that movie, and really Leonardo DiCaprio
just fucks everything up with his.
He just fucks everything, dude. But it's a happy ending because he dies at the end.
Yeah. Just
the good. It's good because like the good guy lives and the bad guy dies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It all works out.
Yeah. Well, can you, like, let's bring back the movie review. When was the last time you saw it, and can you do a movie review of it?
When's the last time I saw it?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I went over this girl's house, like, 5 years ago, and she just had it playing.
Oh, okay.
And she said, yeah, this is my favorite movie, and I'll just put it on.
Okay.
I'll just put it on. So we were talking, but it was really distracting. That's the last time I saw it. It must have been like 5 years ago.
Is it clear in your head? Well, you kind of did a movie review of it, but what would you give? Go through the movie again.
Would I give it out of 10?
Yeah.
You want me to go through the whole movie again?
Yeah, go through the whole movie again. Right. What do you think it's about?
You have Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah. And then you got his Italian friend, right? And they're in a bar and they're playing poker. You know, they're in this harbor town. They may want to go to. Are they in America? Or are they in? Are they in like some other country going to America? Or
some
are they in America going to another country.
Some other country going to America.
Right, that makes sense. But they're all speaking English and they all have American accents.
Yeah, no, they don't. Some of them have different accents. They have different accents.
Okay, but they're trying to win. They're doing the poker thing, and Leonardo DiCaprio is really good at poker. And he's so good at poker, he wins 2 tickets to the
America,
to the Titanic, to go to America.
Yep.
Which is, you know, that's a big deal. So he gets himself and he gets his friend, and they get on the boat. And you know, meanwhile, you got at the same time, you got Kate Winslet and Billy Zane and mother-in-law. And they all have very fancy clothing. They're like, they're in the upper class, really. And they're getting on the boat too. And, you know, so then the boat sets sail. And then Leonardo DiCaprio and his Italian friend, they're running around. They're having the time of their life, just boys being boys. And the Italian friend, he goes to the stern. And I think that's the scene in the movie where Leonardo DiCaprio holds his friend over the railing, and he does like the Superman over the railing.
Right? He's like, no.
And then that song comes on. Etc. And some other stuff happens, I think. We see the girl, and we see, like, she's not very happy with her new husband. And because it's the 1950s, the husband buys his young wife a nice necklace and then slaps her across the face, as husbands tend to do in the 50s. And then
I don't recall that. I don't recall the slap.
He gets angry.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, but later in the movie. Can you tell me?
It's not that same scene.
No.
You tell me it's not the same scene.
No, later in the movie, because she hangs out with Leonardo and he doesn't want her to. But wait,
he's peanut butter jealous.
He's peanut butter jealous. Can you tell me about the make and model of the Titanic? Like, can you talk about the Titanic as the ship? Like, how they made it. Do you think the design was nice?
I think it was nice, but it was nice, man. Like, it was a good old ship. But then, you know, due to some human errors and a strange rogue iceberg out in the middle of the ocean.
Strange rogue iceberg. Yeah.
Rogue iceberg.
Yeah. It wasn't supposed to sink. It was supposed to be an unsinkable
ship. Unsinkable.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Yeah. And they said that they had only enough boats for half of the population on the ship.
Yeah. Tragically, they did not have enough safety materials or enough safety gear to rescue all the people. So a lot of poor people died, as tends to happen. You know, the rich people survive and the poor people are left to die.
Yeah, and
and let's see. Oh, the boat band, they played on until the boat sunk. And that was, you know, they, because they were really dedicated to music. And they were really dedicated to that. They really liked their music. And they say, gentlemen, it's been a good time playing with y'all. And I really liked the way you played the violin there, Dan. And Dan says, Billy, I really like the way you play the cello. And then
that actually happened.
Cello and yeah, I think that's true. I think it did actually happen. And then, you know, so the boat hits the iceberg, and because they didn't turn in time, they didn't get the proper torque on the steering wheel to turn the boat. So It scraped on the boat. The boat traded paint with the iceberg, and there were what's it called? The flooding chambers?
The flooding chambers. I don't know. That sounds right. That probably sounds right.
Let's see. Can we look up some schematics for the boat?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Hold on. Let me try to find
schematics.
Yeah, but anyway, there. Essentially, like, there are compartments in the lower decks that would flood, and then when the compartment was fully flooded, it would spill over to the next compartment. So the boat would continuously, over time, become more and more lopsided because the compartments were flooding. So its buoyancy would shift to the stern. Right, that would be the most buoyant, and because like the ass half would fill up with water, that part would start sinking. So half the boat was starting to sink. So so they realize it's sinking, and then it goes ass end down, and eventually it cracks in half because it's too much to bear. And let's see. And then Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio are on the door together, but there's not enough room on the door.
there was enough room. There was definitely enough room.
I think there was a moment where Leonardo was trying to get on the door with Kate Winslet, and Winslet was like, no, there's not enough room. We'll both die. No.
Yep.
Leonardo DiCaprio was like, okay.
All right, I'm just gonna die.
Hang out in the water.
You're
gonna die an old woman. You're gonna die an old woman, Rose.
Yeah.
Yep. So they didn't like swap out or anything. And it was really cold in the water. So eventually, Leo lets go of the door and he sinks to the ocean, which doesn't really make sense. I think a dead body would float. But that's okay. Artistic license. And then she blows the whistle and gets rescued. And then, they all live happily ever after.
She blows the whistle right after really Leonardo lets go.
I don't know. I think she has to dog paddle over to a whistle.
Oh, okay. Yep. Well.
But yeah, I think that's how the movie ends.
Yeah. And then she throws the necklace in the water like a dumbass, but that part...
Yeah, well, that was years later.
Yeah. Like, what? That necklace is...
I'm glossing over a lot.
Yeah. Same here, yeah, same here. Because I watched it a couple nights ago, but I couldn't finish it because it was kind of tedious.
You couldn't finish it because you got tired right after the... right after the car scene.
Yeah, I was exhausted because I was also driving. So, yeah,
and watching the movie?
Yeah, when I was watching the movie, I was driving. And the car scene got tired because they were making the car work way more than my car was working. So, I got tired.
Yeah.
Yep. They did some. Yeah.
I didn't know you got a car.
No, I'm just kidding. I wasn't driving.
Oh, okay.
But I have been driving lately. I've been driving my brother's car here and there.
That's cool.
Yeah, getting back into it, buddy.
That's good, man. I'm scared to drive, I think. Well, That's not really true. I'm scared to take on the financial aspect of owning your car.
Why is that?
I don't know. Fear of the unknown.
You're a good driver, man. You made a few mistakes, but you're a solid driver. You're like a Need for Speed driver sometimes too, which is awesome. I remember when you got your 2019. What kind of car was it? I forgot.
It was a Hyundai.
Hyundai. Yep,
A Hyundai
2019
Elantra.
Hyundai Elantra. Yeah, you drove that baby fast.
I drove it like I stole it, dude.
You drove it like you stole it.
I love driving fast. I like going fast.
Yep.
But, yeah. Yeah, I got in a few accidents. So I don't know if I'm a good driver. I think I might have to push back on the claim that I'm a good
Maybe
driver.
you're not a good, sorry, maybe you're not a good fast driver, or like as fast as you want to go, but you are a good driver though, 'cause I remember you had.
I think I am a good fast driver. I just, because I've never crashed while going fast. I've crashed while being sleep deprived.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
I always crash in the morning.
That makes
So
sense.
that's the reason. Must be.
Well, then get a car and don't be sleep deprived when you drive it. That's problem
No,
solved.
I think what I'll do is I'll get a bike, and that way if I crash, I'll just die. You know?
Logic, the logic.
Yeah, there you go. And then that doesn't hurt anyone. My
Besides.
concern is like I'm gonna crash and then I'm gonna kill someone, and then I won't be able to live with myself. But if I crash going on a motorbike, I'll only kill myself, which is fine, really. That's
It's
fine.
not fine because you're my best friend and I'd rather you not be the one that tragically dies, but hey,
So you would you're so really what you're saying is if I'm gonna crash, you'd prefer that I kill someone else and not me
I don't prefer
for
that.
this.
I don't prefer that, but I'm saying
That sounds like what you're
like, no,
saying.
I'm saying I prefer no one dies, but if I had to come down to it, a stranger over my best friend, I can't make that decision. Like, I can't make that decision. I think you're an excellent driver. You will be able to maneuver away from the death penalties of killing people or killing randomly hurting yourself. I mean, you drove the Buick LeSabre for so long when I met you. That was like your
That was a piece of shit car. That was a total piece of shit car.
maybe.
I might just buy another piece of shit car. I
Yeah,
could do that.
that's the plan, yeah. And then you don't have the urge to drive it way too fast to hurt anyone or
Or I'll just be completely incapable of driving fast. Because I think the
Yeah.
top I had to drive the Buick LeSabre in second gear for the last 6 months I owned it. Because the transmission was going, and I think the top speed on that thing was like 40 miles per hour.
It was you just only could be in second gear, no other
It
gears.
could only be in second gear.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. How did you do it?
I put it in second gear and driven in second gear the whole time.
No, you didn't go like third gear or fourth gear at all.
No, it was an automatic.
Oh, okay.
But even on automatics, they all have D2. So I was just driving around D2 for the last 6 months, and because it would make this like scraping and rattling noise, and it would false start and stall when it was in D1.
Oh, word. Okay.
So when I talked to experts, they were like, "You're just driving in D2." And I was like, okay.
Word.
And it would make it would go anytime it would like try to accelerate.
Wow. Wow.
even in D2. So that car was an absolute piece of shit. I think I drove it to work. But I mean, You weren't around when I had my first car, which was the 97 Cadillac.
No, I was not.
You were not around for that.
Well, how was
That was a
that?
fun car.
That was a fun
It was
car.
fun. It was a
Yeah.
big old it was a big old car. I think I could probably pick one of those up for like 2 grand, and I have like over 2 grand saved. I think I could easily drop 2 grand on a car,
You're ballin'.
but my problem is like I think I'm gonna be paying a ridiculous amount in insurance because I've been in so many accidents, and plus the maintenance on the car is so high. But like I just take lifts to work all the time now, so it probably is still gonna end up being cheaper. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man.
So tell us a little bit about what's going on in Jake Robinson's life lately, man.
Dude, it's been a wild couple. It's been a wild last few days. Let's see. I bought all the different kind of waters. I did a water taste test extravaganza over the weekend. You
Okay.
know, we did. Let's see. I got purified water. I got spring water. I got distilled water. Those are just the kinds. Okay. So I got all those waters for all these different brands. We're talking Aquafina. We're talking Dasani. We're talking Poland Spring. We're talking what's the Nestle one? The Nestle one, Pure Life, Deer Park. We're talking. Let's see. I think those were all. I think I had like about 16 different kind of waters, and I taste
Jesus.
tested all of them. I taste tested all of them. It was a fucking wild weekend.
Were you doing this by yourself or with a
I
group of
was all
people?
by myself. Yep. Definitely all by myself. Definitely all by myself doing this. And then,
What'd you discover?
the distilled water is gross.
It is.
The spring water is gross in a different way, and purified water from Dasani is the superior water. Out of all the waters, Dasani is the way to go. Poland
Dasani.
Spring
Okay.
tastes like. It tastes like water. Well, they all taste like water. But yeah, so I drank all those waters. And then
Okay.
I got I recently scored some medicinal herb,
E.
and I smoked a lot of that, and then I watched clock disassembly videos. So I watched disassembly videos because I think like how watches work is really cool. The fact that there's like literally no electronic components, but it's a perpetually like it's a perpetually moving device. That's like really, really cool to me. So I got really, really, really high and watched disassembly videos for a solid 3 hours.
Be careful, you're gonna turn into Silas from Heroes.
I think, yeah,
No,
I think so.
no, I don't know how to do that thing. Do the.
Yeah, so I watched the clock videos, and
Yeah.
at one point I was thinking if I was a watch watching all these watch disassembling videos, it would be like the scariest thing ever.
That was
This would
good.
be horrifying
That's a
if I
great,
was if I was a watch watching this, I would be horrified
great
that I'm
high
not a
thought.
watch. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, so I drank all the waters, I smoked all the weed, and I watched all the watch videos, and that was my weekend.
A nice, nice.
How about you, man? What was your weekend like?
It was good, except that I can't think of. Well, I d during the weekend I went out. Did I go out? Yeah, I think I went out to a bar and I met some strangers and talked about strange stuff with them. They were this one guy was like, "Hey man, didn't I just see you at your house?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" And he was one of the firefighters, the ambulance guy that came to pick up my brother because my brother had he had an infection on his kidney.
Ouch.
Yeah, and he had to take him, and he was like, "Yeah, man, I came to see. I was at your house, and you look like your brother, like the way he was when I picked him up." I'm like, "No, I'm bipolar. I don't have any problems with my kidneys at the moment." But he was like, he was like, "Yeah." He was all serious, and he was like, "You look like your brother when I picked him up." I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "No, I was."
So he's basically saying, "You look like shit."
Yeah. Right now, dog. Yeah, what? Exactly. But I was
That's
like,
a little rude.
No, because I was like, I'm still going. I'm still trying to control the highs of bipolar. So I shake a little bit when I'm talking. I shake a little bit when I'm like trying to talk or something. So he thought that I was sick like my brother. So that's why I was like, no, that's different. I'm bipolar.
At what point of the conversation did he reveal this information?
At the point when I introduced myself to everybody,
the
and
very
he.
Beginning.
In the very beginning, because he looked like the serious one in the group, and I'm like, "Man, why are you so serious?" And he goes, "Didn't I just see you at your house?" I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, I don't know," but like then he carries on to think that I'm sick like my brother. So I was like, "Okay," but my brother is fine now. He took some antibiotics. He's doing great.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, the bipolar is still there for me, and I think it's almost better, but I keep thinking I'm in one of the movies every time I go to sleep. Like, I thought I was in, what movie? I thought I was in The Matrix last night. Yeah, I'm like, when I'm in sleep, I can't really do anything about it because I'm in the sleep. So I'm like, how do I break out of this when I wake up? So when I wake up, I have to do something to get out of this this matrix. Matrix was sick, dude.
You should get a landline. That's how they do it in the movie.
Get a landline?
Yeah, get a landline and...
And get some guns and everything, and
yeah, get like a white room, get a very, very, very large white room, and I think. Wait, you're because.
What was that?
You believe you're trapped in the Matrix?
Yes. Not right now, but I did when I was sleeping. Every time I go to bed, I think I'm in a new movie or something. Are you still there, buddy?
What is going on with your audio?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. My audio is fine. I can see it recording. How about yours?
Okay. It's fine. It's fine. Okay, so you're trapped in the Matrix.
Yes.
And you want to go out to the real world.
I have to get out of... I have to escape the Matrix to go to the real world, but I don't know how to be the one that can fly.
Well, you got to work up to flying, I think. You know what you should do, my guy? You should talk to... You got to find a black man...
Okay.
Who wears sunglasses without any? He wears those the sunglasses that don't. They're just the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
They're just any. So you got to find a black man with the special sunglasses, and he's also a pharmacist.
He's also a pharmacist. Okay, I'm going to Wegmans after this call.
Yep. Okay, so find a black pharmacist
yep.
who has the special glasses and say you want to take the red pill.
I want to take the red pill.
If he's from the outside world and not trapped in the Matrix just like you, he'll know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He'll probably usher you into like an abandoned building with some nice furniture.
Okay.
And give you a speech about like basically like the nature of existence.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you'll meet the love of your life.
Oh, Trinity. Oh, that. Oh,
Yep.
Trinity.
Give me.
Oh, yeah. Wait,
Ay,
wait.
ay, ay. Trinity.
Who would you go for? Kate Winslet or Trinity?
I would go for. Oh, dude, Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
No contest.
Yeah, no contest. Yeah.
I'm not really a fan of that. The tight leather.
Same. I mean, I am, but at the same time, I'm not because Eve, Kate Winslet. Yeah, I like the way she dressed better.
You know, I think the Matrix, where it fails really, is it doesn't properly communicate the smell of
Yeah.
the inside of the leather suits after those long battles.
No, it does not.
And it must be ripe in
Oh
there.
yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yep.
Same with Batman.
Yep, Batman. I mean, I don't want to smell Batman. That's all you, buddy, but
Yeah.
I don't
Does all
really
that crime fighting. Does
Yeah.
all that crime fighting and like in that big leather suit. And then
Right.
he fucks Marie Cotillard near the fireplace. That
Which
must have
one?
not been fun for her.
Which one? Which who does that? When?
That's the one with the guy in the mask. Not specific at all.
Which?
Yeah, you know the one I'm talking about with the guy in the breathing mask.
Guy with the breathing mask, the
Yeah, he's like,
Scarecrow,
oh, Batman.
Bane,
Oh,
oh
Batman.
Bane.
When Gotham is in flames, you have my permission to die.
Continue, Bane. Yeah, yep.
Oh, that's my name. I'm Bane.
Yeah. Nice, dude. You got it. You got the accent down.
Let me just get it wrong. Let me just get it right. Hold on. I came from
Get closer
a
to the mic.
hole in the
Get closer to
ground.
the mic.
I came from a hole in the ground, Batman. I know that you trained with Ra's al Ghul.
You gotta get closer to the mic.
I had to jump from one rock to the other rock.
You sound like
That's how I
the
es escaped the jail, Batman.
Asian version. Okay. So tell us, Bane, what do you do for your voice? Are you a voice actor?
Oh, well, I run an underground crime syndicate in the darkness. We were raised in the darkness. You merely adapted it.
Okay.
We go down in the sewers where I think we launder money or something. And we train.
Okay.
And there's a bomb down here with us. And I killed the only scientist who knows how to defuse the bomb.
Why did you do that?
So the bomb couldn't be defused. Because if the bomb is defused, the whole plan doesn't work anymore for some reason.
But you're still down there.
Now we're still down here. We're practicing martial arts.
The bomb that can't be defused.
Yes. Well, we know that we're going to die with the police officers that we've trapped down with us here.
Oh,
And we're
okay.
going to release all the prisoners from the prison.
Oh, okay.
And then, what else happens in the film?
What happens in the field?
What happens in the film?
Oh, I don't remember.
Yes, Marie Cotillard is my girlfriend, and she tricks Batman by fucking him,
Oh.
and then she stabs him in the back, literally,
Whoa.
and it's I'm her bodyguard, I
Did
think.
you Did you tell her to fuck Batman, or did she just choose to
Yes,
do
I pimped her out.
that? You pimped her out.
I pimped her out. She is my comrade to greater purpose.
Okay.
For greater purpose, the destruction of Gotham.
Okay. Was this your plan all along? Like, to pimp your
Was my
girlfriend?
plan all along.
To pimp your
When
girlfriend out?
Gotham is in ashes, I can't get the voice. Let me get the voice.
You got the voice.
I got the voice. It's like a deeper voice, but also high at the same time. This is more like it. Batman.
Batman, I'm Batman.
Everyone is Batman if you think about it. That's
Religiously?
why I ask. Huh?
Religiously?
Sorry, what?
Everyone's Batman religiously?
Pretty much, if you think about it, Batman is really just a symbol of
Okay.
what we deserve, of what we, what's the phrase? We deserve but don't need, or something.
You're saying, sir. Sir, can you elaborate on what you're saying, please?
Okay, I'll elaborate. Give me one moment. I'm losing the voice again. Give me a second. I'm gonna leave the voice. I have to adjust the mouthpiece. Or I need to adjust the mouthpiece, and then I can get the voice right. You
Okay.
see, when I remove the mask, it's very painful. Yes, for you.
Is it?
And then let's see. What happens in the second movie? Right? We have the two guys. One has the face, and the other has two faces.
Two
And the
face.
other guy has a painted face.
Painted face, yep.
That tracks.
Yep. So, how is everybody Batman?
Fuck it, I haven't look, the idea is in its infancy. I haven't really developed it very much. I think of these monologues, I don't think of them in advance. It's sort of more of an improv thing.
Okay.
Look, my whole thing is violence and crime, okay? You
Okay.
can't, I'm not the brains of the operation. That is my girlfriend, Marie Hortiara, who is
Who's banging Batman at the moment?
she bangs Batman. Yep, by the fireplace.
By that fireplace.
Yes, on the shag rug.
Why do you recall it so well? Like, why, what?
Well, because I she told me all about it,
Okay.
and it made me horny, and I jerked off to it.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
It made me froth at the mouth, which, really fucked with my mask. I had to
Oh,
readjust it again. Let me just readjust the mask, Batman.
boy. Oh, man.
Okay. Well, I think I have to go.
Okay. Well, it was
I
good.
there's some business in the sewers I must attend to.
Oh, all right. Well, it was great talking to you. You're an excellent co-host.
You're welcome. Well, thank you very much.
You might
Anytime
be.
you wanna shoot the shit about crime and the martial arts and darkness and how the darkness is part of me, and we were molded by it and shaped by it, and you merely adopted it, Batman. And if you ever want to talk about any sort of stuff like that, just give me a call.
Okay.
My cell phone number
Can I get
is
your girlfriend's number too?
absolutely not. Really, if you want to get in contact with me, just you take a post-it note, okay? You take a post-it note, and you take a beer bottle, and you put a cork in the beer bottle, and you put the post-it note inside the beer bottle, and then you flush it down the toilet. And because I live in the sewers, I will get the note.
Oh, okay.
I will get in contact to you by a silhouette. That silhouette that I put on a light that I shine in the sky. And we shall communicate that way.
All right. Okay. All right.
That sounds good.
That sounds good.
Okay, I'm going to leave now.
All right. All right. Give me your girlfriend's number. Hey, dude.
Yep. All right. See you. Bye, babe. All right. That's Bane in the... I was just in the bathroom.
Oh, okay. You have
that was
Bane.
Cool. What did you guys? What did you guys talk about with Bane?
He talked about how Batman had sex with his girlfriend near a fireplace a lot.
I hate when that happens. I hate when Batman fucks my girlfriend.
And not your girlfriend. Bane's girlfriend.
Bane and Bane fucked Batman's girlfriend?
No. Batman fucked Bane's girlfriend.
Oh, Batman fucked Bane's girlfriend.
Yeah, and he kept talking about it and getting like aroused. I'm like, okay, bro, what are you doing?
What the fuck? That's really inappropriate.
Yeah.
That's really inappropriate.
Yeah, but
did you try to tell him like, hey, man, it's not.
No.
A family podcast? You try to tell him
that. I try to bring the religion card up, and he just said, he said, shut up before I murder you where you stand. So I kind of.
He said that?
Yeah.
That's rude. I'm glad he's gone.
Yeah, I'm glad too. He's gone. I can't. He's a scary guy. He's a scary guy.
He is a scary guy, dude. He's big.
Yeah.
He's a big, muscly man.
Muscly, big ass muscly man. He's like too muscly, like to the point where like
he slapped me on the back as he was leaving, and I thought I would need a respirator.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Why does he sound like that?
I think it's the mask.
Oh okay.
I think he has some sort of breathing issue, you know, and he has to wear the mask.
Does
the
he
mask fucks with his voice?
How?
I think that's the reason.
How does he have a girlfriend if he has a mask like that? Doesn't the mask that make him unable to kiss the girlfriend?
Yeah, well, you know. I think you're thinking of it like a simpleton, man. I think,
A simpleton.
Sometimes that's not most important. Sometimes it's the ability to break a man's back. With your fists.
Okay.
That's why girls love you. Yeah. That's why they. That's what they like.
So the ability to break a man's back with your fists.
Mm-hmm. That's his move, I think.
Yeah, he does. He does do that.
He does do that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for bringing your. Is he your roommate? Is he your roommate or is he?
He was just in town, and I thought he would be cool to have on the podcast.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem.
Can you do Scarecrow or any Harvey Dent or Joker? Can you do the Joker?
What do you mean, do the Joker?
I mean, can you bring them on?
Can I bring them on?
Yeah.
You want to bring them in the room?
Yeah, bring Joker.
You know, we should try to call them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Let's try to give him a call. Who do you want to call?
The Joker.
All right. Bring, 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 bring. Bring, 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 bring. Hello.
Hey, Joker.
Yeah. This is the Joker.
This is the Joker. What's up, Joker? How you doing, pal?
You know, I'm just a man. I'm just a man who loves chaos and all these little plans. How you doing? I don't, you know, enough about me.
What?
Talk about you?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what my life is about after that. You're the man that
you
loves.
You sound like my kind of guy.
Well, chaos. Like, tell me more about chaos. What do you like doing on your spare time?
I don't do anything. I see these little people and their little plans, and I just put a wrench in it, because that's what I do, and that's what I like to do, and that's, it's fun for me.
Why haven't you laughed like you normally do, like...
I think that it would destroy the microphone that I'm on. The laugh doesn't really communicate very well over the phone.
Okay.
And I think if I try to laugh on the phone, it's not gonna come across very well. You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah. I do. Okay. We have to kill the Batman. Okay. Why don't you team up with Bane? He was on earlier. He was trying.
You know, I think I might just do that.
Yeah.
Easily. You know, I think I have to get off the phone now because there's a... You know, getting in contact with Bane is... It's a whole thing. You got to get a wine bottle, and then you got to get a post-it note.
Yep.
Then you got to get a cork from somewhere, and you got to write on the post-it note. And then post-it note in the bottle. And
it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. So I think I got to go do that, and I got to get off the phone. It's been nice hearing from you.
You too. You sound more like my dear old grandfather than you do Joker. Just saying.
Oh,
that.
like your grandfather.
Dear old grandfather.
Let me just do an impression of your grandfather. Well, your grandfather sounds like this, and he talks very slow.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Well, it's been nice hearing from you, Sonny.
You too, sir. You too, sir.
You take care.
You too, Grandpa. Joker. You too. It was pleasure.
He just hung up.
Oh, okay. Tell him I said. Yep. Okay.
We gotta pass the phone back and forth, because if you're the only one with the phone, then only you can talk to the guy. So we gotta pass the phone back. But we gotta find a better system for calling these people.
Yeah. If you wanna pass the phone back, that wasn't even. I think that wasn't even Joker though. That was like the Joker's brother or something. Cause
it was his brother.
Yeah, he didn't even laugh. What? He didn't laugh, and he sounded like way too chill. He sounded way too chill to be the Joker.
Well, he was in his home, you know. He was just chilling inside of his house, so he was pretty relaxed.
Yeah.
He had just killed his mother, so.
Oh, okay.
You know, he was very, very zen.
Very zen. Very zen.
Yeah, that's
zen.
Therapy.
Just killed his mother, Jesus Christ. Jeez. Okay.
That's why he was sounding so chill.
Hey, can you give me a minute? I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a drink of water.
I can give you several minutes.
All right. Cool. Hey, yo.
All right. You're back, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Cool.
Yes, sir. So, I haven't told you, but I've been thinking about joining the Air Force.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to fly.
You want to fly?
I want to fly. But I don't want to contribute to the violence.
Why not just get your pilot's license?
Get my pilot's license.
I mean, I say, why don't you just, as if it's easy. That's apparently something people work their whole lives to do.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, like, it's not impossible.
Yeah.
You should go for it.
Go for Air Force or go for pilot's license?
Go for the pilot's license, because it sounds like you just said you don't want to take part in the violence.
Yeah, I don't.
And I think Air Force people, they're just drone operators these days.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't really know shit, so, you know.
No, I trust you. Okay. Yeah, that's what I've been thinking about. I want to fly a plane. I want to be piloting a plane for a long time.
Hell yeah, cool.
Yeah, So get my pilot's license and go from there. Any have you ever thought of joining any of the military branches?
I've thought about it.
Which one?
Navy.
Navy,
I think
eh?
working on a submarine would be super fucking cool.
A word, okay.
Yeah, they're like deep down in the depths of the ocean with all those seamen. Would be pretty cool. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? These are my hopes and dreams I'm talking about right now, and you're making fun of me.
There's a bug that laid on my hand and started dancing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
So anyway, I want to be deep down in the big ship with the seamen and take a look through the lens and see what I can see. Maybe I can see an octopus, see a big oyster. Why are you laughing?
This bug,
Is this
he's
funny to
doing
me? Is this
no.
funny? Is this funny to you? Is my hopes and dreams of joining the Navy and being with a band of brothers down just by myself with me and my brothers, breathing the same air as these men down here, being with my countrymen?
Why do you make it sound so like awesome? That's what I'm saying. It just sounds so awesome, like hanging out with a bunch of dudes underground.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's
full on dudes. You know what would be even better? If I could just join a fe if I could just join an all ladies Navy force, where I'm just
Oh,
down.
now you're talking.
Now we're talking, right?
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. And then like we're 49 leagues under the sea, and it's me and 49 ladies.
The hottest of the
Just
hottest.
yeah, and I would be the chef. I would be the chef on the boat, and they would be doing all the the actual difficult work. Just like how my normal relationships play out, I will do like the cooking and cleaning, and they can do all the specialized skills.
Okay.
And then every so often, maybe they'll throw me some a drop of a drop of pussy juice every now and again,
Jesus,
and that
bro.
it would be just fine.
Jesus.
That'd be just fine with me.
Drop.
Yeah, because you're down there, like you're surrounded by. Because when you're in a submarine, it's not like you can just like open a hole and like let the seawater come in. You can't drink the seawater.
Right.
So you need something else. You need something else
Right.
to drink because you'll get really dehydrated really fast.
Right on. Right
Plus, you'll
on.
probably destroy the ship if you try to drink the seawater.
Right on. That's those
I
are
think that
all
I don't think they call it a ship. They call it a vessel, I think.
facts. All facts.
And I can learn how to play the banjo.
Learn how to play
That would
the
be a good time.
banjo.
Yep, learn how to play the banjo, work in the kitchen. And serve all of the all these. Do they have female Navy?
They
They
should.
must, right? They should. If
Yeah.
they don't, they should get on that.
Hell yeah. Female
I think it
Navy.
should be mixed. I think we should have men and women in the Navy together.
Yeah.
I'm not really down to separate. I mean, I guess you could separate them if they all elected to get separated. Maybe I guess that could be a choice. But
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that much about the military, but I know enough that I mean, women if women want to join the men's military, then they should be allowed to. I think that's, I mean, yeah, that's fair. If they want to be, if they want to join, don't they have to go through some tests that require like that are required? If they can pass the test that men pass, then they should be able to be on the military.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I just got a text from my mother.
Oh, okay.
Give me a second. I'm going to read this. Oh boy, family issues. Anyway, yeah, man, I think, what were we saying? Yeah, there's a test. I feel like I'm not really on it today, and all the bits have been like complete horse shit. Especially like the Titanic one, where I was like trying to explain what happened to the Titanic.
No.
And even like right now, when I'm talking about like the military, I have no fucking idea what happens in the military.
Yeah. It's all good.
Right?
Yeah. We didn't prepare for this episode like we normally do. So
I've done zero research on the subject.
It's okay. No, I didn't prepare either, so it's okay, but it's one of our first episodes on season two. Or yeah, so
I guess are we officially in season two now?
Yeah, we're in season two now.
We took a long fucking break. Right? We took a long break.
Yeah, we did.
Now we're back though. We're good.
We're back. We never it's like we never left.
It's like we never left. It's like we left and there was like an absence in our presence. But really it's like we never left.
It's like we never left. We've been with you people in spirit this whole time. You people.
Yes. You people. You people are listeners.
You people.
Who really, like, I've never met you. So you're all sort of like Schrodinger's asshole. Like, you could be the nicest person, but also simultaneously the biggest asshole. And until, as long as there's uncertainty, you're both.
Yes, as long as there is uncertainty, you are both. Mm-hmm. But I love you people. I know Jake doesn't love you. I love you people.
I both love and hate you. until the quantum waveform collapses and then what you are is revealed, and then so too does my analysis of you.
Exactly. I couldn't even copy that. Yeah, that's.
What do you think about that Schrodinger's cat? Why did they put him in the box like that? What was he doing in that box, the Schrodinger's cat?
Who's that? Who's
Schrodinger? Why is he in there?
Who's Schrodinger's cat? Who's Schrodinger?
It's like a thought experiment to visualize quantum states. You never heard of Schrodinger's cat?
I have not.
Oh boy.
Are we at an hour yet?
Complicated.
Are we at an hour yet?
I don't know. You're the one recording.
Yeah, I think we're almost at an hour. I think we should end the podcast here.
Yeah, it started going off the rails, and I'm talking to you about technical things.
Yeah.
We should probably cut all this out, honestly. We should probably just censor the whole episode.
Censor? No.
Yeah, we just have the whole episode be like the bleep noise.
No, I think it was good for the most part. Alright.
Yeah.
Any way you want to end it?
Oh, I thought you already ended it.
No. I mean, I haven't yet.
Make sure to go out there. If you're listening to this right now, it is now your duty to go out and pet a cat. You must pet a cat or you will die.
Alright.
You must pet a cat or the world will end.
You must pet a cat or Gananda will be flooded with anchovies.
That's true. Yeah. For the sake of Gananda, go find a cat. It can be a stranger's cat. It could be a cat in an animal shelter. It could be a stray that you wrangled, you apprehended it, and just give it a stroke on the neck. Be gentle to it, make sure it's purring, and then set it back down and let it go on its way. And in order to save the world, that's what we have to do.
That is what we have to do. All right. Thank you for listening. This was Jake and Mossy. We will be back.